Yes, welcome to the Royal Albert Hall for tonight's prom, part three of Daniel Barenboim's five-prom series of the complete Beethoven symphonies with the young players of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra who are coming on stage here to this huge applause from another sell-out crowd here at the Royal Albert Hall. Symphonies 5 and 6 on the programme tonight. We'll hear the pastoral first with the fifth coming up in the second half. Before the interval, we'll also hear two miniature masterpieces by French composer Pierre Boulez, whose music Barenboim is playing alongside Beethoven's throughout this series. Now, the West Eastern Divan Orchestra and its 8-year-old players who are on stage now accepting this warm applause is famous since its founding in 1999 as a symbol of peace, of bringing together Arab and Israeli musicians, a vision of unity and harmony, you'd have thought. Well, Daniel Barenboim has this to say, though, on the idea that the Divan is an orchestra for peace.
Flattering as it is when the orchestra is described as an orchestra for peace, it obviously is not an orchestra for peace. Peace requires many other ingredients that we don't possess. But it is a project against ignorance. Those who come to the Divan, they will hear, maybe for the first time, a completely different point of view about so many things. And they will learn to accept it, especially when they don't agree with it.
Daniel Barenboim. Well, the Pastoral Symphony, as Beethoven himself said, is an expression of feeling rather than nature painting, evoking in the first movement, the cheerful sensations awakened on arrival in the countryside. The second movement, a scene by the brook, which includes bird songs, the quail, cuckoo, and nightingale, on the oboe, clarinets, and flute. There's a gathering of merry rustics in the third movement, a thunderstorm in the fourth, and a song of thanksgiving in the final fifth movement. Now, hearing the pastoral before the fifth actually has a pretty good precedent. In fact, the best of all, the very first time the symphony was played, and maybe the concert from music history I'd most like to have been at, was part of a 4-hour Beethoven-a-thon on the 22nd of December 1808 in Vienna that included both symphonies 5 and 6 and the choral fantasia for piano, chorus and orchestra, with the pastoral performed first. Of course, the brilliance of this piece is the way that it's about man's relationship with nature, but that it's also a genuine symphonic journey in its own right. Well, applause now for Daniel Barenboim, who comes on stage here at the Royal Albert Hall, shakes the hand of his son, the leader, Michael Barenboim, and conducts the West Eastern Divan Orchestra in Beethoven's Symphony No. 6 in F major, the Pastoral. Shepherd's Song, Glad Feelings with Thanks to the Godhead After the Storm. The end, the transcendent devotional pastoralism at the end of Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony here at the Proms. Daniel Barenboim, accepting this applause from a full Royal Albert Hall, conducted the West Eastern Divan Orchestra. It's been fascinating and a great privilege to watch Daniel Barenboim at work with this orchestra in the concerts and in rehearsal too. And he's a completely different animal in the rehearsal room to who he is in performance. He takes many more risks. And there's a sense of a real connection between him and these players. He knows all these players incredibly well. And at times watching him, you feel that there's some strange telepathy going on. Sometimes his baton hardly moves at all. Like in the menuet, for example, or rather the scherzo, the peasant's dance. There were times when Barenboim seemed to be hardly conducting and yet unleashing this huge energy from his young players. He stands at the side of the stage now, right behind the second violins on the right-hand side of the stage, acclaiming his orchestra, who in turn are being acclaimed by this audience. Something genuinely spiritual about the end of that final movement. Beethoven said, all tone painting in instrumental music loses its value if pushed too far. Well, that performance and that piece pitched right on the knife edge of where instrumental music becomes meaningful, how it describes natural phenomena. Well, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, perhaps the most famous symphony ever written, comes up after the interval. But before then, two pieces by French composer Pierre Boulez, each for chamber ensemble. We're going to hear his beautiful Memorial for solo flute and ensemble in a few minutes, and then comes Message Esquisse for solo cello and ensemble of six other cellos. Now, two of tonight's cellists are Nassib Al-Ahmadi and Lenore Katz. Message Esquisse is a furiously exciting and furiously virtuosic, difficult 8 minutes for the ensemble cellists as well as the soloist. So how are Nassib and Lenore enjoying it all?
I love this piece and it's fun playing it. And I think perhaps the combination of those two composers in one concert brings the best of one another. After hearing Beethoven, you hear Boulez. After Boulez, again Beethoven, and you hear the geniosity of both composers.
Message Esquisse is a really energetic piece. I mean, in about 8 minutes, it crams so much energy and difference. It starts off very quietly and still, and then it's really this sort of torrent of music that you have to play. I mean, is it a difficult piece to play? I mean, I've seen the score. It looks like a very difficult piece. There's a lot of semiquavers.
I think you have to have a very strong rhythm sense and to have a good ear and listen to everyone around you. But we have, luckily, an amazing soloist who's playing with us.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we have to say it maybe for the people who don't know the piece, that it is for solo cello and six accompaniments. And we are part of the six tutti, kind of. And we have really an amazing soloist who manages to play this unplayable part by heart. Once we had a rehearsal in the presence of Boulez himself, and we asked him about the piece, and we had to learn a lot about the little things that we are doing, that they are really meaningful, personal message inside it, you know. I mean, there's the name of a friend of his written into the music.
It's Paul Zacher, the Swiss commissioner.
Exactly. Exactly. And there are, at the beginning, in the introduction, lots of playing with the wood of the bow on the strings, and this is symbolizing Morse codes, and I mean, there are lots of things that it's difficult to hear for the first time, but once you know them, you start also developing a special emotional state playing the piece, although it is very mathematical and very...
But the effect of listening to it, though, is thrilling. I mean, it's kind of like a kind of roller coaster for seven cellos. This, you feel that when you play? It's exciting to listen to.
It's very exciting to play as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Lots of sound, and anyway, cello group is always good.
Of course, it's the best section in the orchestra.
Of course.
Exactly.
Nassib Al-Ahmadi and the Lenore Katz. Well, before we hear them play Message Esquisse, though, Guy Eshed is the flute soloist in Boulez's Memorial, another Boulezian miniature lasting just about 6 minutes or so. But Memorial creates a whole world of atmosphere and of feeling. It's based, in fact, on a musical fragment that Boulez wrote in memory of Igor Stravinsky in 1971. But he expanded the piece to commemorate the death of Lawrence Beauregard in 1985, who was the flautist in his group of new music virtuosi, the Ensemble Intercontemporain. You'll hear the solo flute set against six strings who play throughout with their practice mutes on, the heaviest mutes that string players have in their arsenal, which gives them a really veiled, haunted sound, and two horns. The flute player weaves a volatile and expressive line that veers from fast, ornamented melodies to strange, static, ethereal trills. And that slow music becomes more dominant as this little piece progresses, and it ends, as with so much of Boulez's music, with a musical question mark. Now, a couple of nights ago, you might remember that Youssef Issa was the clarinet soloist in Pierre Boulez's Dialogue de l'Ombre Double at the Royal Albert Hall. Now, you may remember that he talked about the spiritual quality of Boulez's music, and particularly the spiritual quality of playing it in such a huge space as the Royal Albert Hall. And I think that's something you can hear in Memorial as well. It has a sense of meditation about it, which I think communicates immediately to anyone who's hearing it, if you're hearing it for the first time. The other thing about Memorial is that it embodies something else that's really important about Pierre Boulez's music. For Boulez, there's scarcely such a thing as a finished work. Each piece is more like a work in progress. And in fact, this piece started off as this little fragment in 1971 for Stravinsky. It becomes this piece, about 6 minutes long, Memorial. But its biggest realization is a piece from the early 1990s called Exposante Fixe, which is about 40 minutes long for flute soloists, incredibly complicated live electronics, and large ensemble. It's all part of this Boulezian principle that musical material, the stuff of music, simple collections of notes, are capable of becoming part of gigantic structures. They're like seeds which generate gigantic oak trees, from which Boulez can also excise smaller branches and leaves. In this case, we're going to hear, well, it's probably a branch-sized piece, Memorial, for eight players. The soloist tonight, the flute soloist, is Guy Echette, who's also the principal flautist throughout this Beethoven cycle with the West Eastern Divan Orchestra here at the Proms. It's that wonderful thing that the Royal Albert Hall can do. You know, there's only eight players on stage, but the sense that this hall can deal, of course, it's a huge place here. There's 6,000 people here tonight, but it can create a real intimacy when there's just one player on stage or when there's a small chamber ensemble. That's important for Boulez's music, just as it is for music by Beethoven or any of the smaller scale music that you might be more familiar with. Last season, remember, Maria João Pires played that fabulous concert of Chopin Nocturnes. It's really a place that in which the smaller sounds can also resonate more profoundly, almost than any other hall that I know. Listen out for that strange sound that the strings make with their mutes on. It's like they are hidden behind a shadow somehow, behind, in front of which the flautist plays his solo. So here comes on stage at the Royal Albert Hall, Guy Echette and the conductor, Daniel Barenboim, for this performance of Pierre Boulez's Memorial. Guy Hachette was the flute soloist in that performance of Pierre Boulez's Mémorial Explosant Fixe Originale, to give it its full title. Daniel Barenboim conducted eight players of his West Eastern Divan Orchestra. Well, we're going to hear more Pierre Boulez now before the interval in tonight's prom. A piece called Message to Kiss for seven cellos, as Guy Hachette comes on stage again to accept this warm applause from the prom's audience. It's wonderful that a short piece of Boulez that can have the effect of radiance in the Royal Albert Hall. The very end, that final section of Mémorial, is really hauntingly beautiful music, simply sheerly beautiful music, composed in 1985. Daniel Barenboim applauding his eight players and Guy Hachette, and inviting another ovation for flautist Guy Hachette. It's not enough for him to play all the Beethoven symphonies. Why not throw in a flute solo and a miniature flute concerto for Guy Hachette to play as well? He accepts the applause from his colleagues and 6,000 people here at the Royal Albert Hall. Gives him a quick kiss too. Why not? They played very beautifully as well. So this next piece of Pierre Boulez we're going to hear then, Message Esquisse for seven cellos. Let me say that properly. Message Esquisse for seven cellos. Well, it's really one soloist and an ensemble of six other cellos. Composed in 1976, this Messages Sketch, the French translation there, or the translation from the French, typical Boulez bit of punning that in that composite title, is a tribute to the great commissioner and champion of so much 20th century music, Paul Zacher. Now, Boulez turns the notes of Zacher's surname into a musical melody. Well, here's what I mean by that. In German nomenclature, and just with a wee bit of artistic license, S-A-C-H-E-R works out as E-flat, A, C, B, E, and D. Hope you've got that. And those notes are the ones you hear played right at the start of this piece played slowly and in harmonics by the solo cellist. Now, the point is, Paul Zacher's name becomes a tune, becomes a melody, becomes musical material for Pierre Boulez to use for the 8 minutes of Message Esquisse. But there's more to the messages in this little cello concerto, though. The rhythms that the other cellos play around the soloist music at the start are based on Zacher, S-A-C-H-E-R, spelt through Morse code. So that's what you hear in rhythms that the other cellos are playing with the wood of their bows. So you hear them quite clearly as more like Morse code rhythms than snatches of musical material. That slow music, that slow introductory section comes, though, before the music turns into a frenetic, hell-for-leather torrent of energy that only lets up for the soloist's strange, slow, and occasionally lyrical cadenza before a final rush to the finish line. And all of that in 8 minutes. Pretty good going. Now, tonight's soloist is Hassan Muattas El Molla, and he's achieving, I think, something fairly remarkable this evening. Having a look at the score of Message Esquisse earlier, you see, it's like it's one of those things where you open and it's like a blizzard of notes. The imagination, the thing that makes your brain boggle is not just the idea of anybody playing it or somebody conducting it, but somebody memorizing it. Well, that's exactly what Hassan Muattas El Molla has done tonight. And from his raised position in front of the other six cellists, he'll be playing from memory with only Daniel Barenboim's hands to keep him company. Part of the risk-taking that I think defines the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, because that's the sense that I've had from listening to all three of these concerts so far, two and a half concerts so far, and I wonder if you've had the same feeling at home. Get in touch on Twitter, at BBC Proms. It's a sense that this orchestra doesn't take anything for granted. Although they know the Beethoven symphonies extremely well, every time they come on stage here, you feel that they're playing it, they're exploring it for the first time. And that's something that comes, of course, it comes from Daniel Barenboim, but it really comes from what the musicians are doing. You know, they don't take even their relationship with Barenboim for granted. It's something that I've observed in other orchestras as well, but I think what makes the West Eastern Divan Orchestra really special is the fact that here you have cultures meeting, Arab and Israeli musicians famously, but there are also Spanish musicians too, because their workshops every year are in Spain. But they're musicians who are working themselves out, who they are in music. They're young in terms of their career, and they're also at different stages, frankly, of professional development. One of the youngest member of the orchestra, a 15-year-old Palestinian musician, started in the orchestra when he was 11. Now, clearly, he's going to be at a different stage of thinking about music to his 20 and 30-year-old colleagues. And yet, when they come on stage, there's something about the collective energy, that all of the differences between them become positives, because they're using them for that single goal of playing Beethoven's music. and, of course, the music of Pierre Boulez. And again, I don't know about you, but it's this sense of the what could have felt like a collision between Boulez's music and Beethoven's music, music we think we all know and music that many of us don't, being a sort of a dissonance. But I think they've had a conversation with each other. Tonight, after that pastoral symphony, in a way, Memorial is the most pastoral piece of Pierre Boulez's that we're going to hear throughout the week. Message Esquisse, although is a piece whose energy is much more closely related perhaps to the piece we're going to hear in the second half, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. But there's something going on here. Two composers who did great revolutionary things in music, albeit in a completely different way, are having really a creative conversation this week at the Royal Albert Hall of the Proms. Well, applause now for six cellists of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, who are going to be the echo, the accompaniment, the resonance for the soloist Hassan Moataz El Moller and the solo cello line of Pierre Boulez's Message Esquisse. Hearing from Nassib and Lenoir was a reminder of just the stamina that these players need. You know, it's enough to think about playing all nine Beethoven symphonies. That is a gigantic ask of any musician's mental, physical and emotional toughness. But to add into the mix these experiences of music by Pierre Boulez, music that isn't simply an exercise. You heard Nassib talk about the mathematical element of this music. Well, that may be true in the sense of transforming Paul Zacher's name into notes and then using that collection of six notes as a starting point for a musical composition. But I hope you agree that when you hear this piece, the effect of it is exactly the opposite. There's nothing mathematical about this. Rather, it's extreme sensory experience that you're going to get. I mentioned, talking about Memorial Exposante Fixe, that little piece was a seed of many larger works by Pierre Boulez. Well, interestingly, Message Esquisse is one of the rare pieces of Boulez's that's really a complete work in itself. It's not a piece he's ever revised, but a piece, though, that Hassan Moataz El Moller is now going to have to be equal to as he plays the solo part from memory with six cellists of the West Eastern Divan Orchestra, conducted by Daniel Barenboim.